to see you in the flesh, Janet.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. This is Anissa from the Ladies Meeting, and this is our newest podcast, the Ladies Meeting Roundtable Podcast, where we are going deep into topics and discussions. This week, for 7 weeks, actually, we are going to be talking about women and hormones and health. And our host for this roundtable discussion is going to be Marcy Schachter. If you want to find out more about the Ladies Meeting, you can see us at theladiesmeeting.com online. And if you want to meet up with us in person, we meet live. We're a private women's club in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we meet at the Sylvia Hotel on the last Tuesday of the month, every month, except for
Christmas.
Because if we met in December on the last Tuesday of the month, it would be kind of crazy. So, Marcy, welcome. You have been a serial entrepreneur, former actress, theater playwright. You still are writing as well. She has ventured into the arena of personal development in the 80s and launched a community called The Mastery, which surprisingly is still good and strong 37 years now. Over the past few years, Marcy has been busily branding herself as a nutritional chef, which I'm really quite looking forward to. The recipes you guys were talking about earlier sound amazing. She's an integrative
nutrition.
Thank you, coach, wellness coach with Evolve Health, and her online blogs and webinars and cooking classes with Make Healthy Taste Great. She is working diligently in partnership with Evolve as a social entrepreneur and is supercharged by her partnership with this company. And listening to her talk about the products sound amazing. And I'll let you tell us more about their partnership to their humanitarian efforts. And you got into this from your own health challenges over 5 years ago and started on this journey. So welcome, Marcy, and maybe you can introduce everyone else on the call today.
Absolutely. I'm very proud to introduce these ladies. And my experience with the health journey is a funny one because, you know, when you hit the wall in your life and you go, things have to sometimes get really bad before you wake up and the rug kind of has to get pulled out from under us. And I've always said, we either move from desperation or inspiration. It seems to be humanity that's what moves us to make change. And so at the point I was at, desperation with my weight was the worst it had ever been. My health was the worst it had ever been. My emotional state was the worst it had ever been. I've been through a lot of stress and the challenges that were showing up with regard to, you know, body pain everywhere, just like chronic fatigue, IBS, acid reflux, you know, just feeling kind of not in my own body anymore and couldn't play tennis, couldn't cook, couldn't sit at my computer to write. I mean, the things I absolutely love, I couldn't do any. I couldn't even enjoy food anymore, which is really tragic because Valerie's like, what? You know, food was my life. Everything I'd ever learned about family gatherings was we always had great food. And I was so afraid to eat anything because I would get sick. And now I was never diagnosed, but I knew what I had were symptoms of IBS and God only knows where I would have headed. I think I was on my way to fibromyalgia, you know, too. So I woke up because somebody was kind enough to share something with me, and I will never, ever forget that I listened, that I actually was open to listen, and that's all I can ever ask from people is just be open to listen and learn from those who've maybe gone before. And of the women tonight, you know, I mean, my story pales in comparison to a couple of these lovely ladies here tonight.
And maybe you can just do a quick round of who they are and where they are from.
Absolutely. So Reagan Rogers has joined me very recently. I've only got to know Reagan. She's Valerie's daughter. So it's a mother-daughter team here tonight. And they're both from Edmonton. And Reagan's background, I guess you were with Thermomix, but you've done other things. Maybe you could fill me in a little bit more on your background prior to Thermomix even, because I don't know a lot about your background. But I know she's super passionate about food.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marcy. I'll just go shortly. I guess I had a long background with the legal community. Customer service seemed to be something that I was missing in that. So I started back into working with new home sales so I could get back into the selling part of things and just working with people. And that's what I love with Thermomix. And I still work with Thermomix. And I do love food. And that's kind of where I found my passion for many things. And as like you, I'm also a writer. So
cool. Thanks.
That's a little bit about me.
All right, we'll just go quickly around and introduce everybody. And so Valerie, you're the mom who brought us vegan. Maybe a little teeny bit about your background.
I'm a retired school teacher. I have a food blog called At Canadian Foodie. So I am a writer. I'm a professional writer. I'm a professional talker. Mummy. I'm a mummy. I'm a Gramsy. I'm an all-around gal just living the life.
How many grandmas we got here? How many grandkids?
Two, four.
Four. Thanks, Valerie. And yeah, just go ahead, Janet, maybe unmute yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, well, I met Marcy, actually it was January when we really got to know each other. We're in a virtual mastermind together, and she's my accountability partner. I'm retired from the RCMP, where I was an emergency dispatcher, and still contract back to them into the Eastern Arctic, so I have some adventure there. I'm a life coach. I call myself a now what coach for people who are at that now what stage. I help work them through that. Speaker, author. I'm professional speaker, Valerie, you know, it just doesn't come off. And I've done podcasts and just love sharing people. So that's my passion. Oh, and I sell Vox socks. If anybody's heard of Vox socks, they are amazing Canadian product that help with your health. And married for 47 years to the same man.
That's amazing.
That's and he was a policeman. So there
you go. Fantastic. All right, and Crystal, we can't see you, but if you can unmute yourself, you can give a brief introduction if you like.
Hi.
There she is. Now we can see her. And Crystal's from New Hampshire. Oh.
That's Boston, Marcy. New Hampshire.
I know. I'm just
speaking. I'm Crystal. I met Marcy actually through Heidi. Heidi's a friend of mine. She lives here in New Hampshire as well. I'm a mental health counselor. Have two dogs. I'm on my own weight loss journey. Interested in the hormonal piece of things because I have PCOS. So I actually don't know if Marcy knew that, but I
What's
do.
PCOS?
Thank you.
It's polycystic ovarian syndrome. So it basically means what it sounds like it means, but it impacts your hormones, your metabolism, ability to lose weight, how you metabolize certain things. So hormonally, it can make it very difficult to lose weight efficiently or effectively. So I'm interested in the hormonal stuff. And that's part of too what interested me in Evolve and the supplements, because I, you know, like one of the supplements is the Balance, which really takes into account hormonal stuff. What else? I said I love dogs already. You might see one if I keep my video on.
We love dogs. Thanks, Crystal. I think somebody else just joined us. It looks like Marilyn.
And, yes. And
just a quick introduction, who you are, Heidi and Marilyn, whoever wants to jump in first. There's Marilyn.
I think a new person came with no name and just a phone number.
That's Heidi.
That's me.
Into our new home with no Wi-Fi, so. Go ahead.
Me? Yeah, oh, hi. Sure. I'm Heidi. I live in New Hampshire, and yes, I'm struggling with we live in the woods here, and I'm a dietitian, so very interested in this topic.
Great. Thanks, Heidi.
And Crystal, you're on mute. If you want to unmute and chat.
Oh, it's actually Marilyn that's on mute.
I was on mute too, but I was like, I already introduced myself.
Yeah. No, but there's Crystal Mohammed.
Yeah, she.
I already said hi.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Marilyn's the last one. Just a couple of quick things about you, Marilyn. Why?
Hi, my name is Marilyn. I work in accounting, and oh God, I'm going blank here.
You're becoming a social entrepreneur as well.
Well, that's true. I'm becoming a social entrepreneur, and I am loving every minute of it. And because of my hormonal attacks that I get of my anxiety, I'm learning how to subside that. And it's awesome with these products.
Okay. Thank you.
And Marcy can test to that today.
Yes, we had a little bit of an anxiety moment before we did a introduction on Zoom with a new gentleman. So that was fun.
Amazing. Well, welcome everybody. And Marcy, what's our topic today? This is our number three.
Is all about why hormones are so important in terms of weight loss. And because a lot of women I know, all ages, are always figuring, you know, they've got the best, next best fad diet and the billions of dollars that have been spent on diets. All they've done is make people more obese because it's like a cycle that happens over and over. The body goes into starvation mode, they count calories, and then they start, when they go back to eating the way they normally did, all the pounds come back and more. And I think I see some nodding heads here because there's been a lot of us that have been down that road. And so what we wanted to teach tonight a little bit or share is how you don't actually have to diet and you never have to count a calorie if you're doing the right kind of nutrition. So, you know, you can mention the reboot, ladies, because those of you that have been on it and using it, by all means, talk about what that's been like. And would you like to go first, Valerie? Because your story is pretty awesome and may inspire others.
Sure. I don't think I'll tell my story, but I'll make a brief little thing. Marcy told a little bit about hers, and I would say, in a nutshell, I was really disabled. I was so disabled that I was so sleep deprived, so disabled, I only left my house one day a week. And this was just last year. For the last 5 years, I had 12 pills, asthma, GERD, so many things. I mean, I wasn't prepared to tell my story today, but I know it. And I really needed to reclaim my life. And when my doctor said, oh, you've got the first test for adult onset diabetes, that was where the world was crashing down. I had Hashimoto's disease, as I said, so many diseases, so many autoimmune diseases that, you know, it was either jump off a cliff or change. So, you know, both were equally scary. And it just so happened that my friend Marcy offered me an alternative to jumping off a cliff. And I thought, God, excuse my language, gosh, I have nothing to lose except $400. And why not invest that in a possibility? Which I did. And 10 days later, my life was already changed. 10 days. Now, I have lost 70 pounds, and it's 9 months in. And I'm not sleep deprived. I've seen both doctors, all my specialists and all my doctors, all checks and balances are in. I am off all of my medication. You know what it's like? You get on medication, you have to take another one because of the side effects of that one. You take another one because of the side effects of that one. And you get sicker and sicker instead of healthier and healthier. So I am off everything except my thyroid medication. And one puffer, and I was on a $3,000 a month shot, three puffers, and a pill for my asthma. So I am, though I might not look like the divine image of perfection, I am very close to being so healthy and vibrant and wonderful. I look at myself in the mirror every day and I just say, it's so good to be you.
Well, just to tie, thank you, Valerie, just to tie in with what our topic is, I mean, what you did was essentially address the biggest problem for fat loss that seems to be not known by many people, is the fat doesn't come off our bodies when our leptin hormone, which is the key master hormone to regulate fat burning. Now, we have dietitian Heidi on here, so I might get you, Heidi, to just sort of explain a little bit about what happens in the body when we are not having the leptin being read by our brains. Would you mind just sort of jumping in for a moment and just explaining a little bit about the leptin hormone and its impact on the weight loss?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you bet.
So I I think of leptin, it's one of the appetite regulators, and I think of it like, you know, if you compare the analogy of a car and you have the gas pedal, and your car obviously has a meter telling you, you know, how much gas is in your tank. Well, we have hormones that do that in our body and are regulating our food intake all the time to help regulate our weight. So leptin is one of the hormones for appetite, which tells us that we're full and that we don't need to continue to eating. It helps with, you know, controlling cravings and many other things. And it works, it plays nicely with insulin, works really hand in hand. So most of us know the hormone insulin, though I think sometimes people don't associate insulin as a hormone. I don't know if that makes sense, but I tend to think when we talk about hormones, most people immediately go to like female hormones, estrogen, progesterone, those types of things. But we have a lot more and other hormones in the body, insulin being a really key player. And that is our blood sugar response. So leptin and insulin work hand in hand. And a lot of people, they actually make plenty of leptin and potentially too much, and potentially even too much insulin, but their body may be resistant to the effects of it. So there's a term called leptin resistance, and that's really what that means. So it's not enough to say you have enough of a hormone, but your body's kind of over time unable to use that to really pull it into the cell at the receptor and, you know, respond to it is how I think of it. So if leptin is regulating appetite and cravings and people are saying, you know, I know I need to eat better. I know I need to eat less or less sugar and those types of things, but that signal is off. It's going to wreak havoc in the body. So like I said, it plays with insulin as well. And so it's all connected, and I could go on. There's other hormones at play as well, but it's all connected. And I think that's the important part, is to understand how we can connect the dots and impact lots of areas of our health through, you know, a healthy program that does that through real food and some supplementation. So.
Thank you, Heidi. That was a great little synopsis of what I barely understand, but all I know is that when the body is burning fat as opposed to sugar, because it's now reading the leptin levels properly, and that's getting the body inflammation down. So it's a process. And so what a lot of us have done, and Valerie as well as myself and Marilyn, we've done this program that just helps your body get back into balance so that it can start burning fat. You can become the fat burner that you should be if everything's working properly.
And one thing. It's a program. The definition of diet is just an eating program. And for me, I was never hungry. And I was so satisfied at never hungry. And that really helped me lose that weight. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you for adding that.
Yeah, very important.
Absolutely. If you're not hungry, you're not going to be snacking on stupid things, and your body should be getting a lot of healthy fat. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. So let's go over to Reagan, who also has had an amazing, it's a newer story, only a couple of months, that you've been doing this new way of eating, and tell us a little bit about what's been going on for you. And also, you've had some other hormonal shifts happening that you can share.
Well, I guess, thanks for that intro, because it leads right into the main thing as we're talking about hormones. One of my biggest struggles, aside from the weight, which I'm working on, and this is really helping me with, was that I did struggle a lot with like the monthly menstrual cramps, the monthly bloating, and the pain that would come along with it, and just so much like unbalanced, I guess, right? Like some months it was really bad, and some months I didn't have anything, and then it would just be moodiness, and it was all over the place. Like, it just wasn't ever consistent. So for me, I didn't think of that as a reason to start this. I thought of a reason to start this program with the reboot was to do getting myself feeling better, sleeping better, and starting to lose weight. Feeling better, I thought that just meant my joints and my, you know, overall body feel. I didn't understand that it would also technically even go deeper than that. And so it's just been a couple of months. I'm almost into my third month, finished now by the end of this month. And so I've really noticed that I used to have a week prior, I'd get all the symptoms and my mommy would know. I'd come over to her house and she'd be like, oh, she wouldn't even have to ask me what was wrong. She would know that it was, you know, that time of the month for me. And I came over to her house the other day and we were cooking and all of a sudden she's like, can you pass me that? I'm like, yeah, I'm just a little tired today. And she's like, oh, how come? And I'm like, well, it's that time of the month. She's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. So it was a kind of a lightning bulb for me that was something that the balance was helping me with, as well as the other supplements. And so it was another perk for me to really help me in my daily life, because it was taking 2 weeks out of my month, you know, where I wasn't feeling fully capable with a lot of energy. And the moodiness sometimes was so like up and down, you know. So it's been a great impact. It's had a great impact on my emotional well-being as well as my physical well-being.
Mm-hmm. I think I've frozen on the screen, but can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
I don't know why my camera froze, but and yeah, Reagan, you too have hit a pretty good milestone in your weight loss journey here. So what's the magic number you hit just last week?
I'm 50. I'm just over 50, so I'm 52 down. Since January.
Wow, that's great. And are you feeling hungry? Do you feel out of balance?
I don't feel out of balance. Like that's starting to feel a lot better. I'm sleeping way better than I ever used to. I don't even remember the last time I was able to say I got 7 hours of sleep. I still struggle sometimes with that hunger, just because it's an emotional thing for me sometimes. But if I can tell myself to go to bed and not stay up for that extra hour and watch TV, then I'm usually okay with that hunger. But it's that staying up to finish watching the movie or whatever that I'm watching that'll make me, eventually feel a little bit hungrier. But I've got good coping mechanisms for that now. So especially since I've been walking every single day with my mom now. I'm more tired at night.
Have a support accountability group that you created, Valerie, that I think is an awesome way for anybody who's looking to work on these kinds of issues to have other people going through it at the same time. So, and I know, Marilyn, you might have a little thing to add here, because I know you too have found some improvement through using some supplements, and you want to share a little bit about what was your struggle with the weight that you had before, you know? Oh, you're muted. Can't hear you.
So my struggle was that I like to eat all the wrong things, and my perception of what to eat that was not good for me, I thought was good for me. So with this program, I learned a new lifestyle pretty much. I did lose 25 pounds, if not probably 29 pounds. Kept it off for a very long time. I fluctuate within 5 pounds because I go up, I go down, I eat something that I'm not supposed to eat. But I didn't find myself hungry because I learned how to drink water. I learned how to supplement with some vegetables and proteins that I never used to use before. So it was basically learning a whole, like kind of like a child learning how to walk. I kind of learned how to eat healthy. And I've been with that lifestyle for a long time. You know, we go off when we want to have a little bit of ice cream or something like that. But I've also with the other adding to that, and not trying to lose more weight, I did lose more. I actually went down in my in my 120s. I haven't been in my 120s since forever. Like, I can't tell you that. So when I lost the initial 25 pounds, I didn't go down that much. So now I am just amazed at how I'm not even trying. I'm just eating healthy, and it's just coming off. And I really don't understand it, but I am all for it.
Right. That's great. Does anybody else, Crystal or Heidi, want to jump in with anything to add? Or, you know, we don't all have it perfect, so we can share some of the challenges as well as some of the wins here with getting this under control, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can add something. I just started the reboot like a couple weeks ago, and in the first week lost like, I think 13 pounds it was.
Sorry guys, everybody's talking about reboot, but not everybody knows what that is. I don't.
Oh, well, I'll fill you in on reboot. It's a program, and I'll go through it and maybe post something about it as well. It's rebooting your metabolism.
So it's an evolved product kit. So like, I'll let Marcy like talk more about that. But so I started that program as well, which is what some of the other ladies were talking about, and lost 13 pounds the first week, and have struggled a lot less with my hunger and my own difficulty with like sugar and things like that. So my challenge will be, like, I'll be interested to see as I continue through the using the reboot, how my weight hopefully will continue to go down, just because I have some like hormonal stuff as well. So I'm hoping that, you know, I'll have the same success that some of the other ladies have had. But I feel much better than I had before I started it. So just wanted to add that.
Sounds great.
Awesome.
Janet, I don't know if you have anything to add here. You're not on reboot at this point, but, and Anissa, how is it for you guys in terms of managing eating healthy, managing to keep the, you know, fat burning going? How does that work in your life?
I've got to do more of it. But I've been through the fibromyalgia route. I've been through lots of health challenges, and know that part of it is detoxing and stuff like that. So I'm just about ready to do it again. It is a commitment. It is a mindset, total mindset. And after every injury that I've had, and it's been frustrating to say, I've got to do it over again. And so I just got to work myself up to, am I ready? Because if you're not ready, you'll sabotage yourself. And so it is definitely a mindset. And Crystal had a polycystic ovaries. So I've got polycystic kidneys. I did have cysts on my ovaries, which they finally removed because they were growing. And so that, and I'm 65. I had a hysterectomy at 33. My ovaries out at 50. So my body's been through lots. So yeah, but it's definitely a mindset. And when I'm ready, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But I have to be there.
Yep. Sounds good.
That is something that I actually wanted to mention too. When you're talking about, that just reminded me, you do have to be in the right mindset to start any journey. And one of the things one of my old coaches did say to me was, you know, just think of every day as day one, you know, because it doesn't matter what journey you're doing. You just focus on what you're doing today, because the bigger picture is not the, you know, focus on what you're doing now for today to better yourself, because the longer you just do micro steps, those micro steps will eventually build that bigger picture for you.
Yeah, I think that's really well put. I've just been doing getting up at 5 a.m. goal, and you know, it's, sometimes it's 5:15 or 5:30 because I've laid in bed for an extra half hour going, how am I going to do this? But with that same mindset of starting fresh every day, and if I fail one day, I didn't go backwards in my journey. Mm-hmm. I'm still moving forward. I'm still walking forward. And I think that's a really good way to put it. You haven't lost anything if you failed one day. Mm-hmm. You haven't gone backwards. You're still on a journey. You still have a destination. So thanks for saying that. I think that's really well put.
Yeah, excellent. Does anybody else want to add anything? Heidi or who else is on here? Heidi's in the background. You there, Heidi?
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to think of something else to add. It's not, I agree with everything that's been said, certainly about...
Well, you work with clients, too, that come to you with these issues, right? And
oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always say I do both, you know, coaching and helping people, you know, establish goals, and I'm working on my own too, but, you know, the mindset piece is huge. And I know Crystal can speak to that as well, because she's a mental health counselor. And also trying to help them understand the physiology. So I think when you marry those two, it's a match made in heaven, right? So you understand what's going on in your body to the extent that you need to help those issues in a, you know, like the inflammation, like the hormones, and other things, you know, finding a simple enough way to do that. And then of course your mindset has to be, you have to work on your mindset at the same time, because certainly I've had clients, you know, start something and not finish, or maybe even just thinking of something as 1 month, like, oh, I can do this program for 1 month, and you know, it you can't think of it that way. It has to be, like someone said, the micro steps, and then after that 1 month, it's like, see how you did. Okay, what's next? What's month two gonna look like? You know, so and just what habits you started to create that you could, that they just became habits. You know, over time they just become, you know, because habits make your life easier, like good habits, especially. So,
yep.
Like Marilyn said, it's becoming, like she said, I can't remember exactly the way she put it, just she's not necessarily trying to lose weight. She's just focusing on continuing to eat healthy, but she made it sound like, you know, this has become easy for her. And that's, I think, what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I would agree. Well, and just because we're close to the, you know, the end of this round table, I just wanted to throw out a couple of things too, that because you asked about Reboot and other people might ask as well. I mean, there are lots of ways to do what we're talking about with regards to eating a diet that's just very rich in, you know, the good vegetables to keep you full with those kinds of things, you know, hummus and avocados, the high fat foods. And, you know, Heidi's an expert on all of this, so maybe we'll post a paper on this page about the kind of high fat foods that your body actually needs to get into fat burning. So the diet industry scared everybody off fat years ago and turned us into sugar consumers, which has brought about the biggest epidemic ever in the history of North America. I don't know about the rest of the world, but probably lots of places. Of diabetes. And this is due to the fact that when they took fat out of our diets, the food pyramid years ago was lopsided. It was like fats were on the low end and the carbs high end. Well, actually, it should be reversed. And so the new food guides came out recently, and there's a whole lot of science around this whole leptin hormone, and we're not the only company with Reboot that does this. I just found that it's a very effective program for a lot of people, because it takes the thinking out of it and the planning, because it gives you everything that you need to buy in the grocery store, when to eat those things, how to eat them, and then you can kind of modify it to your taste. But if you follow what they teach in the Reboot, it works. Now, obviously, not everybody's compliant. I'm one of them. I have been off and on Reboot. And I see my team here, Valerie and Reagan, and even Marilyn, doing far better than me at consistently maintaining that weight loss. So in a way, it's a wake-up call for me. You know, it's like, how important is that to your health? To have the extra weight puts pressure on your joints, puts pressure on your heart. It doesn't make you feel good. So there's a lot of reasons to address this thing and not keep pushing it aside. You know, it's not important. I can be okay being 10, 15 pounds overweight. Nobody's going to die. But really, for my health, it's a really important thing to... It also helps with sleep, you know, when you're not breathing, like I had a bit of mild sleep apnea. When you're overweight, that gets worse. There's a lot of things that gets worse when you're carrying too much weight in your body. So we've covered a few things on the hormone thing. And one thing we didn't talk about was a lot of people ask me, because it is a fairly ketogenic type of diet that a lot of us are doing to maintain this, you know, effect. What's the difference between ketogenic and what we're teaching people with our reboot is simply that we're also healing the gut. That is the biggest difference. You can eat ketogenic, but if your immune system is compromised and you have inflammation and your gut is not working or functioning properly, then the fat burning might happen, but you'll still be ill.
I think another difference also is that we're not as radical.
It's right.
Thank you, Valerie.
What I call a soft keto. Keto people, ketogenic diets, you're in full ketosis. And we're not. Heidi can speak to that more, but she taught me that.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that's an important point, though, because, and maybe in what Marcy's trying to say, too, but, you know, keto is being thrown around left and right, and there's definitely a healthy way to eat more fat without being so extreme that it's like 90% of your diet and you're not getting a balance of all the other foods that you need. So that's the way I look at it.
May I say something, Marcy?
Yeah, please.
It was interesting. I was driving, it was about a month ago now, and the Edmonton has the Mazankowski Health or Heart Center here. Mm-hmm. And they were doing a fundraiser, and one of the doctors came on and said that he has switched his diet to a higher fat diet because the research now shows, and he had lost weight and was feeling better. And that was a heart surgeon that was talking about that. So we're definitely on the right track. We definitely need to learn that we have to go back to the way we ate. As for me, 65 years ago as kids, we ate a healthier diet, and it totally switched around.
Well, and I think that what a lot of people don't know is that when you're eating, we see people that have these really huge sugar cravings, and maybe Heidi, you can speak to this. But when you add, if you talk to them, you'll find that they're not eating enough fat, so they're having sugar craving. Whereas instead of taking away the sugar, you add in the fat, then the sugar craving will go down. Therefore, you're easing that switch over. And once they understand that, and then they start to experience that, it's not such a hard sell.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had no sugar cravings for the longest time. And I think that the other thing that happens when your body is getting nutritionally nourished, you actually lose the cravings, believe it or not. Even the chocoholics I've talked to have said to me they weren't craving chocolate. So I think the body's very smart. It knows. And you could walk me by a pastry case and I'm like, no, I don't really need it, you know. I actually do crave broccoli and cauliflower now, which is kind of nice. And I'm finding lots of creative ways to make them yummy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the simplest things I did, I've just lost 50 pounds, but not on anything special, just doing it, was cutting sugar out of coffee, because I was having 2 and 3 cups of coffee a day with 2 to 3 tablespoons, two packets of sugar. I live in a resort, so we live a very, you're always at a coffee shop kind of life. Everything's within your own, you know, within reach. Everything's special. There's no average around Whistler. So having a fancy coffee or having coffee with sugar was just normal 2 to 3 times a day, and just simply going from cream to milk. And I know that, and I have bulletproof coffee with MCT oil and stuff, but switching on a daily basis, taking the cream out and just having milk and switching to a healthier fat. I know some people believe in putting the full cream in their coffee and stuff, but I just didn't work for me because it's obviously changed a lot with adding in the MTC and having like bulletproof coffee, different kind of fat. And it's, I think if you can just see the difference when you make that one simple switch and do that, it helps to convince people that the rest of it is going to be easy too.
Anissa, big mistake. You just said it wasn't anything important. I just lost 50 pounds. Hear what you said, for heaven's sake. You lost 50 pounds. And it was, I mean, whatever you did, it wasn't anything special. It was special. Holy crap.
It was biking work.
I lost an important part there about the sugar. I didn't realize, because I love milk, I didn't realize how much sugar was in milk. And so to change my thing is now I have like 18% cream, and changed my drink when I want something hot to half the cup of boiling water and the other half of the 18%. That totally satisfies me. I'm comfortable. I have something warm. Whereas at work, what I'd do is I'd have a half hot chocolate and half coffee. And how much sugar is in that half? Hot chocolate. So the 18% has 1% sugar.
Well, what I realized is really what I was craving was I wanted my coffee to be white.
Mm. Yeah.
Like this habit. So one of the things that worked.
Cream.
But that's not really the solution. So I found this, it's a coconut creamer with MCT oil in it that I just keep at work. Oh, so then I don't have to worry about anything going off. It comes in a little bag. I mix that into my coffee. It makes it a little bit white, and I get some good fat. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah, whatever works, right? We all have our own little tricks. I know that my snack go-to food was always a piece of toast and cheese or toast and peanut butter. Mm-hmm. So I've had to adjust to find, okay, today I had a half an avocado with my homemade mayonnaise and tuna.
Okay, here's a funny question. Someone says, oh, do you want to eat a whole avocado? I never have a problem eating all. She's like, oh, you can have a whole avocado for the road. I'm like, yeah, sure, that'd be amazing. I guess somebody said a lot of people can't eat a whole avocado.
Oh, give me an avocado with a little bit of lime on it and some salt. Oh
yeah, some cilantro. Oh.
Very, very good. A little squeeze of lime, a little
yeah
there's a lot of, you know, cheats that we all learn if we're doing this successfully and maintaining it. I'm sure Valerie could probably write a book on the cheats now that I'm sure we're all good at this.
Oh, so yeah, I've been doing that cheats for years.
Yeah, to wrap it up, because we're now at 6:45, and I know we have other things to do, but I just really want to thank you ladies for being, you know, so honest and transparent about your challenges, things that you've been doing, and whether you do a reboot with Evolve or you do something like that, which just is learning a little bit more about how to regulate your hormones so that your body can actually function and reduce that fat that's sticking around our middle. The other area is stress. If you can do anything in your life to eliminate stress, that is going to have the pounds melt off as well. Because that stress hormone, that cortisol coursing through us, doesn't serve a purpose in this day and age the way it did when we were running from a lion or a bear and to save our lives. That adrenaline can't keep at that pace, because that's when you get into adrenal burnout, and then you really have some problems, not just weight, but a whole bunch of other problems. And we're going to have a topic next Wednesday, bringing that into it, with Dr. Natalie Beauchamp talking about adrenals and hormones. And we can post her book, and she's going to have a link to a hormone series that she's done that is going to be a free downloadable link. So let's put the word out to everybody, because I tell you, I meet a lot of women who are pushing themselves so hard, work, 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 kids, and they're getting so stressed out in their body, and they don't even know it until they hit adrenal fatigue, and then it's really hard to undo that, because it can do a lot of damage. So we got to let our friends and women especially, I think, know that there is a solution to managing all of this without getting stressed. Whatever way we do it, we can share some of those stories next week. And I'm excited to have Dr. Natalie Beauchamp from Ottawa join us. It'll be a recorded interview, and then some other speakers that can speak to that as well. So stay tuned for next Wednesday, 6 p.m., same link, same time. Awesome.
Thank you, Marcy. And I will see you Tuesday at the ladies' meeting in Vancouver. If you don't know who we are and you've been watching this and you didn't catch the beginning, you can find us at theladiesmeeting.com. And if you go to /live events, you'll find links to all sorts of fun things. And we've got online training and downloads, and just come check us out. And we'll see you next Wednesday. And if you haven't got a link to come on live, then just, again, go to the website and you'll find it under our podcasting section. So thank you, ladies, for your time and your insight. Very much appreciated.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.